Now, in mid-16, I think my only choice was, well, if I wanted to do Nevo, I called her second line, even though technically this was the first line of systemic therapy for this tumor.
Right, but she did have prior platinum exposure.
She had a prior platinum. So I called her second line, and Nevo was approved without much question from her insurer.
I mean, you
so that's
could
what
make an
she's on
argument
now.
too to just see how she does on a reintroduction of carbo with a
I thought
NAD-PAC.
about it, but she had just finished FOLFOX, and again, neuropathy is starting to come up. Carbo, no, but I didn't want to give her paclitaxel, and so that's how I came to Nevo as my first choice, and fully acknowledging I was no longer treating her with curative intent.
This sort of case is not atypical. We see these patients time and again who've had successful treatment, at least initially, then have some isolated recurrence or a new primary. We treat that. They get a third lesion. This person's on cancer number 4 or 5.
At least, yeah, depending on how you
And,
count
you know,
it.
there are no protocols for these folks. You really have
What's
to.
What's remarkable is their functional
It absolutely
status.
Requires both extrapolation from prior studies and just the true art
Clinical
of medicine,
sense.
Creativity, as well as intellect.
So what's her current status?
So she's been on Nevo for about 6 or 7 months. It's kind of been mentioned, it's very hard to monitor her disease because of prior radiation. So I often get CAT scans instead of PET scans, but I'll alternate with her. But she still seems to have at least stable disease on treatment.
Any tolerability issues?
No, she's doing okay.
I'm curious what you see as you see patients on longer-term checkpoint inhibitors. You had a patient, I think, who had arthralgias, which is something I've heard
Oh, yeah.
about. I've heard about dermatologic changes. Corey, what are some of these lower-grade toxicities that are common?
The three big ones are arthritis and arthralgias, which can be quite severe.
What happened with your patient?
Yeah, she had initially devastating arthralgia. We almost quit treatment, but for her, she does not have a history of any kind of rheumatoid arthritis or anything, but the arthralgia got better. She still have a baseline.
Really?
We're encouraging with some PT. She still have decent amount of it's tolerable. This is like a 79-year-old lady. Yeah.
How long into the what checkpoint inhibitor did she
About
get?
6 months into it, I
think. So
yeah,
it doesn't have to happen immediately. Steroids usually will help, at least a course of that. Many do get dermatologic issues. Many just get pruritus without rash, and sometimes that can be quite severe. And I don't know if it's peculiar to my population, but I seem to see a disproportionate incidence of hypothyroidism. I'm at the point where I check a TSH every time they come in.
Do you see, I've heard people say that sometimes you see a hyperthyroid state
So
first. Is
the
that, have you ever
theory is
observed that?
that these folks are probably getting thyroiditis and then it's burning out and turning into underactive thyroid. And it depends on where you actually catch it.
So I'm going to go on to the next case. Any questions? Any other questions?
Well, they kind of addressed mine. I didn't even think about proton, so that was a great suggestion.
I think that's covered by Medicare, right?
Proton?
Medicare covers
We don't
proton.
Have it in our area. We do send them out. So it has been done. I have one patient
Houston
who did
has
get
it,
that.
right?
Yeah, there's one in, I think a US Oncology owned one in the Dallas area now. And that's where my last one went.